The Obama family is moving their home to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, picking out a puppy and looking for a new school for Sasha and Malia. Michelle Obama has reportedly looked at two private schools in the D.C. area. But journalist Stephanie Mensimer has a novel idea not tried since Amy Carter lived in the White House. How about sending the girls to a public school? She's here to tell us about the open letter she wrote to the president-elect. How you doing?
Fine, thanks.
So the future First Lady has been looking at schools for Sasha, who's 7, and Malia, who's 10. So far, she's reportedly gone to visit two schools, both of them private schools. Now, we'll just cut to the chase here. In your open letter, you say the arrival of the Obama girls in a D.C. public school would send a powerful message to other nervous yuppie parents. Your kids will be okay here. Come join us. What do you mean by that?
Well, one of the big problems with the D.C. public schools and probably public schools elsewhere is that the middle class has all but abandoned them. And all the political clout and the energy that comes with involved middle class parents has been dispersed and sent into private schools. And the public schools are really suffering for that. And I think that if the Obamas decided to send their kids to public school, that they not only would bring that energy with them to the school and the attention to the school, but they might attract some more middle class parents back into the system who have a really disproportionate effect and are a force for good for bringing the school's standards up and making sure they get the resources that they need. And those efforts affect all the kids, not just the children of those specific parents. So I was hoping there might be a little trickle-down effect with the Obama family coming here.
And there might be some overlap between your family and the Obama family in school district?
Yes, I confess there's a fair amount of self-interest at work here. The school that the White House is in the district for is Francis Stevens, I think it's called Educational Campus now, and it goes from pre-K to 8th grade. And my kids are actually in a neighborhood school that goes to 5th grade, and after 5th grade, they too would go to Francis. So it'll be a couple of years from now, but I was thinking, well, gosh, wouldn't it be great if the Obamas went there? Think what a great school it would be by the time my kids got there. And of course, you know, we all worry about these things down the road.
There have been, you know, kind of on a broader political level, there was a time when there was an incredible amount of support in the black community for vouchers, basically parents saying, we just need to get our kids out of these schools. That has changed somewhat over time as people have looked at the issue more. But still, you have a situation where, as you mentioned, there's these schools that don't have a lot of, you know, middle class, upper middle class parents in, you know, sending their kids to the public schools, even if they live in the district. Do you think at this point, though, that the schools will change fast enough for your kid, for the Obama children, and for the children of families who may be less privileged than either of you?
Well, I think that the schools are changing quite a bit right now. We have a new school chancellor and a relatively new mayor who've made this their number one priority. And so there's a lot going on here. But I think what people don't realize is there are actually already some very good schools in the D.C. public school system. And certainly the Obamas would be going to those schools and not to the ones that are really struggling and failing. And the school that my son goes to is probably on the cusp. We live downtown, and our little school is starting to draw a lot more of the kids whose parents decided not to leave for the suburbs. They're people who like living in the city, and they want to stay here, but they can't afford private school, or they don't want to send their kids to private school. And so they're coming into the system, and I think already you're seeing a lot of the impact of that. So, I don't think the Obamas would necessarily have to worry that their kids would suffer by going to public school, because they would send them to a school that's already there.
Do you think that this will help race relations? I mean, fundamentally, on some level, there are some people who've left the city saying, whether or not it's true, oh, I've got to leave the city just to get my kids into a good school system. Do you think it'll change race relations if the Obamas send their kids to a public school?
I hope so. Probably not. I think because when it comes to the schools, I think that it's really the segregation that you see is much more along economic lines, because the black middle class has also left the public schools. So while the D.C. public schools are still predominantly black, I think I looked at the numbers, I think only 5% of D.C. public school students are white. So I don't know that, you know, adding the Obamas to that mix would necessarily make a big difference. But at the same time, you know, they might draw some more white families back in because just because they're middle class, not necessarily because of the racial issue.
Okay. Stephanie, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Stephanie Mensimer writes for Mother Jones Magazine, and you can find her open letter to President-elect Obama by going to our blog, nprnewsandviews.org. She joined us from our NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C.